USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Republican governor rumored to be eyeing a run for the White House in 2024 says the GOP needs to be a bigger tent party after President Donald Trump leaves office. Maryland's Governor Larry Hogan saying,
by reaching out, by trying to find that middle ground where people can stand together, and by avoiding divisive rhetoric and winning suburban women, winning over Democrats and independents, and winning with minority votes.
Hogan, who has clashed with Trump on many issues, was speaking on NBC's Meet the Press. He also did not rule out voting himself for Joe Biden in November. Multiple reports say Washington, D.C.'s NFL franchise will announce today that it will retire its Redskins nickname, which some say is racist. A new name is not expected to be announced right away, as they say copyrights are pending. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, no question. Your product's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. And again, your product is very, very good, and I couldn't live without it, basically. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. And when you talk to Dr. Howard, I'm doing my best and tell him he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The White House says President Trump will continue to pressure governors nationwide to reopen K-12 schools this fall. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi taking issue with it, saying,
if there are CDC guidelines, they should be requirements.
New York City's reporting zero COVID-19 deaths for the first time since the pandemic hit. Once the nation's epicenter of the virus, the city ended a four-month stretch when it had a death every day. More than 18,000 people, though, did die there since its first tally. Chicago is coming off another weekend filled with gun violence. As of last night, the Sun-Times was reporting 56 people had been shot across the city, and 10 of those victims had died. Kroger store cashiers no longer giving coin change back to customers, a move coming after the Federal Reserve announced a U.S. coin shortage due to the pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A high-tech company CEO is leaving that company after a viral video of his racist rant last week, Michael Lofthouse giving a statement to Fox News. He says he's leaving Solid8 so as to prevent further harm to the company. Last week, the video was posted of the encounter between Lofthouse and an Asian family, with him swearing and yelling at the family. Elvis Presley's grandson has died, and authorities say it was a case of a self-inflicted gunshot. 27-year-old Benjamin Keough was found dead yesterday. He was the son of Lisa Marie Presley and musician Danny Keough and brother of actress Riley Keough. Oil prices slipping as traders expect OPEC to ease off supply caps at an upcoming meeting. An OPEC committee will meet tomorrow and Wednesday, and cartel heavyweight Saudi Arabia and OPEC ally Russia are expected to pull back on those supply cuts that were imposed in May. And from the folder marked, well, there's something you don't often see, an elderly woman's okay after causing a hot air balloon to make an emergency landing on a neighborhood street in Chicago. The woman, believed to be in her 80s, passed out while on the hot air balloon ride last week. The pilot landed the balloon smack dab in the middle of a neighborhood road. She ended up being fine. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.